Theo Taran is on my list of top artists I want to see at the Audio Feed Festival. So having a talk with the band member, it makes it even better. Monica, thanks for taking time for the antidote.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know that Theo Taran isn't your first shot at music. Just a couple of years ago, you were part of the metal outfit, Aseity. Is that project permanently finished?
Most likely. Because it just, I don't know, like I liked it. I like doing metal music and I might do metal music again in the future, but it'll probably have a different name.
But we're here to talk about Theo Taran, and there actually is a trace of metal in that.
Yeah, I guess a little bit.
Now it's time for you to tell us the story. How did Theo Taran come to be?
So David Patacone had me on a song in 2021. Yeah, I keep getting my years mixed up.
It's because you're old.
I know, yeah, it is.
You lose touch with reality.
I don't even know what day it is anymore, to be honest. But yeah, he had me on a song and that song went over well. We played at KCF together. So his label, ADWMR, flew me out for Kingdom Come Fest to play that song with him. And everybody really liked it. And it was a lot of fun. And we were kind of like, okay, so let's start writing more music together. And we were like, oh, well, maybe we'll just feature, you know, do stuff like that. So Warcry was the first song we wrote. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we started writing it, we were like, this is a new project. This isn't a Patacone featuring Monica Zoe thing. This has to be its own thing. So we were kind of like trying to figure out what to call it. And he had thought of the name Theo Taran, I think it was a few years back. And so I was kind of iffy on the name at first. I was like, I don't know. But it grew on me.
Because this new project has been, what, just 2 years now?
Yeah.
Like, you're fast-tracking this.
Yeah. Yeah, because we started writing Warcry right after KCF in 2022.
I gotta explain to people, KCF is Kingdom Come Festival.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Not KFC.
Or KFC. I mean, you can call it KFC if you want. I mean, but yeah, so it was like as soon as we had both gotten back home from KCF is when we started writing that song, and then we released it March of last year.
Yeah, because David's been putting out electronic music for quite a few years. But I know that this sounds entirely different. Now, it's a bummer that David can't be with us, and maybe I should get you to explain what's going on.
Yeah. So, basically, he had appendicitis at first, and it was like at the beginning of this year, and then he ended up having his appendix removed. And then it was like, I want to say it was maybe a week or so or two after when they had tested it, because when they remove organs, they test them. Mm-hmm. And it was like after they had tested it, they had found that the reason why his appendix ruptured was because it had cancer in it. And so that's why he's not here, is because they wanted to put him, they didn't find cancer anywhere else, but they wanted to put him on chemo just in case because the appendix had ruptured. So.
Wow.
They didn't know if, you know, cancer cells could have escaped when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So they put him on chemo for 6 months just to kind of make sure to kill it all if any got out.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a tough thing to go through. We got to talk about the music style of Theo Taran because it isn't easy to label. You know, sure, it's rock, it's electronic, and as I said, maybe a bit metal. But I think Theo Taran really nailed your sound by calling it cyber cinematic rock. Meaning that Theo Taran is okay with being different. You know, you're unusual, just not odd.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I've always been very different, so it kind of goes. But yeah, it's, you know, cyberpunk, future rock, cinematic elements in there. And there's actually a whole lore behind it as well.
You say you're different. How so?
I'm just weird. I can't explain that.
You're just weird.
Yeah.
Like the senior citizen guy just interviewing people.
But that makes it fun, though, right?
It does.
Yeah, so it's okay.
So it's just, again, it's dare to be different and have fun doing it.
Exactly. Embrace the weird.
Well, right now you're just seeing overly nice and not weird at all. Theo Tarrant made it easy for listeners to understand the direction you were going because you released Intro in 2022. Maybe you could summarize that song.
Yeah, the Bandcamp one. Okay. So that is what we're playing for, you know, like the live set to like introduce. And that basically explains it briefly, kind of the lore of Theo Tarrant, how the, I guess, the evil corporation, Union City Corporation, and Altair Labs have created this thing called the Upgrade. And it's a little chip. It goes in your forehead or your hand. And they basically, in 2020, they had this pandemic that happened, right?
What a coincidence.
I know, right? And that's why they created the Upgrade. And so Union City Corporation and Altair Labs, they want to start forcing people to take the Upgrade, to get the Upgrade, because they're marketing it as, oh, it can cure cancer, it can cure diseases. So this pandemic thing that happened, it can cure that. And
we're not talking about Bill Gates, right? Kind of.
I don't know.
I have my own opinion on that.
Right. So basically, they're going to eventually force everybody to get, or try to force everybody to get the Upgrade. And you won't be able to buy, sell, trade, anything like that, unless you have it.
Okay.
Yeah. You see where this is going, right?
Totally, 100% see where this is going.
Yeah, so the Theo Tarrant lore is an allegory to Revelation. And so the Theo Tarrants, we basically started the rebellion against Union City Corporation and the Upgrade and Altair Labs and everything. So we're like this rebel group, and we're trying to warn people of, okay, this is what the Upgrade actually is. It's not this awesome thing that can cure you. You know, it's going to end up being this thing that turns into like a mind control thing and all this awful stuff, right? And basically, Union City Corporation knows about Theo Tarrants, and they call us Cyber Vikings because they are trying to turn the public, and the media is trying to twist the story against us. So they're trying to make us out to be the bad guys. And they're saying that we're going through and we're causing these attacks and stuff like that on citizens and all this other stuff, right?
I got to point out, I'm really trying to keep myself under control and not burst out laughing because we both know where this is all coming from.
Right. Exactly.
So is that the entire purpose of Theo Tarrant, is to really create musical science fiction?
Yeah, we're basically, it started out as, I guess, this cyber rock project. And then I think God had given us the ideas of, oh, well, let's build this lore with it. So, you know, David and I and my husband, Jake, we all got together and sat down and wrote this. And it's kind of like our way of, it's like, I guess it's a sci-fi thing, but it's
little
also
marks are going up with your fingers.
Yeah. Quote sci-fi thing, but it's us actually in real life also trying to tell people what's going on. So we're just doing it under, you know, a story.
Well, see, I had this great question about asking who is really being battled in the story, in the song, Gates of Theoterra. But of course, you've already answered that, haven't you?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so I want to head into another song from Theo Tarrant, the self-titled release. Darkness of Mind. Part of the lyrics say, shallow world suffocating me. We're searching for a remedy. Fix yourself now so I can breathe in this never-ending darkness of mind. So I want to make this personal. Now, what's suffocating Monica Soey?
Well, I don't know what's suffocating me personally, but the song's basically talking about how, and it's funny because that song is on the Spotify thing right now. but it's basically talking about how this world is shallow, right? And it's mm-hmm. it's run by the devil. And everybody is looking to other places to, I guess, you know, they have their other idols and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, the only way to fix this is by going to God. That's basically what that song is.
Well, talking about that songwriting, some of your lyrics are veiled, others are quite obvious. Is one songwriting style better than the other?
I don't think so. I think it's just, I mean, some of them are more lore related and some aren't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say that one would be better than the other. I just think they're just different.
Well, the band sure made the message clear on Warcry, as you pointed out. And the intent is to show this as a spiritual battle. Now, is that a part of your life, or are you aiming the message primarily at the listener?
Both, I would say. Because the reality is we are in a spiritual warfare. Because, I mean, right now, you know, ever since Adam and Eve, the world is run by Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And we're constantly battling the world. We're battling, you know, ourselves, sin and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a spiritual warfare. And whether that's for you personally or anybody else, I mean, that's just the fact.
No battles in your life?
I mean, I'm not a perfect person, so there's always things. My main battle is to, and like I told you, I'm an introvert, so a lot of the time it's just, I'm trying to get closer to God. I'm trying to change some of the ways that I think. You know, sometimes I think negatively, and I'm trying to change that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's, like I said, I'm human.
But you have to explain, how does an introvert get pushed into going out onto a stage and performing in front of a buttload of people?
I don't know.
There's no regrets, though, are there?
No. No, I don't regret it. I have fun. I like that people like what we're doing and they get involved, and that helps me because, you know, a lot of the time I'm very critical on mm-hmm. myself.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, that's another, you know, that's one of my battles, and I have to not be that way. And I think as an introvert, it's harder to fight that because I'm not around people a lot unless it's at festivals and stuff.
Okay.
So at home, it's just my husband and I and our dog, you know, so, which is cool. It's fine with me. I mean, I like being home because all my stuff is there, right?
Sure.
But it's just kind of different. It's like I'm in a different mindset whenever I go on stage, you know, and whenever I'm at these things, because it's like, I guess I kind of have to be in character for my Eos character for Theotaryn. So it's fun, but it's difficult because after the festivals, like, we're driving back tonight, and then tomorrow I'm probably just going to lay around the house and do nothing.
You're running at 190 miles an hour and then you drop to 5.
Yeah, or negative 20.
I've got to tell you that what I think the standout of Theotaryn is the vocals, because Monica, your voice is amazing. And aww. David really has no limitations with his voice either. And that's so clear on Undefeated. What about the band itself? Is it always undefeated?
Yeah, it is undefeated because, you know, we have Jesus on our side and we're trying to follow his guidance mm-hmm. on everything we do with the band. And as long as we don't ever lose sight of that, we're undefeated.
We got to talk about the future, because I can easily see the songs of Theotaryn being turned into a feature film. Now, I'm going to let you pick the cast. Who's going to star in the movie version of Theotaryn?
Oh, man. That's tough.
You got to make good choices now, remember, because you can't take them back.
So they would have to play each of us, right?
Yep.
Man, this is tough. So, you know, Keanu Reeves is like the cyberpunk king. Casper, you know, because he was in The Matrix and all those other movies, and then he was in the Cyberpunk video game. So he's got to play somebody, right? Maybe he would be Patacone. He would be Enoch, maybe. If Angelina Jolie was younger, I would say she would be me, because she was always my favorite actress growing up.
I think this could work.
You think so?
Sure. Because Keanu Reeves is not that young anymore either.
That's true. So then my husband's character, Halvor, would probably be... Oh, I bet... what's his name? He was on another Cyberpunk movie. It was called Mute. I think his last name is Skarsgård. Is it Andy Skarsgård? I don't remember his name. No, I'm so bad at this because I don't follow Hollywood stuff. But yeah, that guy. The guy that was the main character on Mute. He'll play Halvor. That's what it is.
Just think of this as like Tron number 3.
Yeah.
We can do it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to thank you, Monica, for this talk. It's been a real treat having you here on The Antidote.
Thank you so much. This has been awesome.